Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Surviving Mold podcast, where illness is defeated, lives are restored. If you've been in the biotoxin industry, whether by choice or by not, you know that it's a very complex issue. You know that mold can really grow in a dry climate and a wet climate. You also know that the prescriptions that you get and the remediation that you have to go through is very unique. And that's why we have Michael Massion, is that correct?
That is correct.
From Hopkinton Drug, here to tell us about the process of being prescribed medication. Because in biotoxin-related illnesses, you can't just get a penicillin and call it a day. Oftentimes, these are personalized medications, and the process can be very different of getting your medication. It's not just, hey, here's your penicillin, go to CVS, check it out. They actually have to manufacture and produce every single drug that is given to you. To explain it to us today is Michael. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks for having me.
So how is it different if I'm prescribed a medication and the doctor says I need this, that, and the other? How is it different? I mean, is it really not just like, going over to the local CVS and, hey, here's my script, and you drive through the drive-thru and you get a nasty look from the girl on the, and then you just drive off?
No, it's very, very different. So manufactured medications are just sitting on the shelf, and you go in, you hand them your insurance card, and you pay your copay, and generally you wait 20 minutes and you're out the door. But with a compounded medication, this is specifically created for you. So there's no, because there's so many variables, a concentration that's good for you may not be good for the next person. So we can't store any of it on a shelf somewhere. And so what happens is your doctor will prescribe that medication, and it'll come to our lab, and our technicians and pharmacists actually have to go in the compounding area, and they're in gowns and gloves, and they're working in hoods, and there's all kinds of sophisticated equipment in there, and they make your medication from scratch. So it's a process that takes a while, and some of these medications take a few days to make. They have to sit for a while after you mix a few ingredients together, and they have to be encapsulated, or they have to be put into liquids for nasal sprays and those kind of things. So a lot of times folks think they can, the doctor sent the prescription in at 10 a.m. and by noontime they're
boom, it's ready.
They're calling us.
Here's
saying,
your birthday cake.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not the way it works. And the purpose of today's show is just to kind of walk someone through how it happens, and ease the fear and the anxiety of getting your medication. So
if I go to Surviving Mold website, find a certified shoemaker doctor, figure out through the VCS test that something is wrong, get my blood done, get an MRI, I get a prescription, it's called into you, what happens?
Okay, so from that point, this is what happens. And by the way, we're...
You have a factory full of trolls and they just start making stuff like...
Sort of.
Saying Oompa Loompa. Written, no?
Well, we have a factory full of people, if you will, but they're no one singing Oompa Oompa.
They're not so, purple with orange hair?
No.
No Willy Wonka factory going on over
there?
No. All right, well, that's kind of what I thought the process was.
Yeah.
So on that bombshell, we better stop the show. No,
yeah,
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So let me walk you through it, and then that way you'll kind of have an idea. And a lot of people are frustrated. Where's my medication? They expect it to be ready immediately. And it's a frustration on our part, too, because we want people to know what the process is, okay? And also you should know that we do business in almost all of the states in the United States. And so we're able to ship medications all over the country. That's important to know too. So, but the prescription comes in, and from that point forward, it goes into a queue. Now we're taking, our phones and fax machines are going all day long. And so there's a system set up that, the newest person gets called first, and the oldest person goes, not the oldest person, but the oldest, a fax coming in, goes to the bottom of the pile, if you will. And then we have a team of people that all day long are calling the people whose prescriptions came in. And by the way,
so it's a direct consultation. You get in the script, and it's like, all right, we're calling that person.
That's it. So the doctor basically just faxes over the information, and then it goes into the queue, if you will, and an actual pharmacist or a pharmacy technician will call the patient, and they'll say to the patient, we'll get some basic demographic information, your name, date of birth, we'll get your email address so that you can get email confirmations once the package ships, and we'll get your credit card information, and at that point, the medication goes into a different queue in the lab. And so now we've got your information. The next process is to make it for you. So it goes in the lab. And again, there's hundreds of people, of medications coming in daily. So you got to expect about 2 to 3 days for your medication to be made and to be sent to our shipping department in order to ship out to you. So it's not an instantaneous process. However, we make some exceptions. If you, for some reason, didn't pay attention to your medication and realize, oh my gosh, I'm leaving next week for Greece and I need to have this medication to take with me, we have a few processes in place to be able to make that happen for you.
So what is the typical timeline as far as from doctor sending in to prescription at my door or even prescription being shipped? What kind of timeline are we traditionally looking at?
Yeah, so from doctor calling in to prescription being shipped, you want to figure on 2 to 3 days. Now,
that's not bad at all.
It's not that bad, but
this is like Amazon Prime for medication.
It is, exactly, except what happens is there's we get bottlenecks. So for whatever the reason is, Tuesday's a busy day. So if your medication comes on Tuesday, it may be 4 days for you.
Gotcha.
If your medication comes on a Friday, maybe it's 2 days for you. And in taking weekends into consideration and whatnot, generally from the second that medication gets to us till it shows up at your doorstep, you're talking probably about 5 days.
Wow.
Because then we're at the mercy of the postal service as well. So
awesome. That's really not that bad. It's really interesting to know as well how the whole process works, because it is essentially personalized medicine, which is really cool. Now, here's my last question for you. Are you limited to a certain area? Do you ship just to certain, like the East Coast, the West Coast, the United States, the world? What's the ruling here?
We ship... Hockington Drug is licensed in 30 some odd states. I think it's maybe 38 or something like that. We have a sister or partner pharmacy out of Texas that's licensed in the remainder of the states that we're not. I think collectively we can cover the entire United States except for two states.
Which two states?
Alabama being one, and the other one, I'm not sure.
Escaping you right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it's escaping me
right
now.
Is there any particular reason for Alabama, or are they just a little old school, they don't like new medications or helping people out?
No, it's just the process that you have to go through for them. A lot of them put in place, you know, they won't allow any new compounding pharmacies to come into their state or to ship into their state.
The good old boys mentality.
Yeah, or they make you go down and take their law exams and things like that. But it's difficult to get licensed in many states. So a couple of them make it difficult enough that we're not licensed in them, period. So
drive over to Mississippi and get your goods.
There you go. That's the territory that we cover. And we ship all over. Now, I want people to be aware that shipping costs can vary depending on the medications that you get. Typically, shipping around the country is $5 to $10. As the packages get heavier, for example, with cholestyramine, that shipping that around the country can be upwards of $25, $26. But once we get into refrigerated items, such as the VIP, which has to ship on ice and overnight, it can get fairly expensive, so expect to pay around $46
for that type of shipping.
For that type of shipping,
awesome.
But through the process, you'll always know where you stand. You're, you know, as our people work to get your medication out to you, and there's communication. We typically try to tell people how much their costs are.
Are you allowed to ship internationally? Like you said, for the example, if someone was going to Greece and they needed their medication, is that even plausible?
There's many ways we can ship to you. Some people will say, I'm going on vacation to Florida and they live in Maine. Mm-hmm. Can you ship it to my hotel in Florida? And we'll do that for them.
Gotcha.
Okay?
That's awesome.
As long as a prescription is prescribed by a United States licensed physician, we can ship it overseas. However, in that particular instance, when we ship out of the country, once it leaves our facility, we're not responsible for that package because of customs. Now, most of the time it gets through, but there are occasions where it gets held up at the border and the patient never gets their medication. So
held up at the border of the country it's going to, or held up at the border of the United States?
Held up at the border of the country that it's going to.
Gotcha.
And it's hard to say, too, because at that point we really don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot of countries, so.
There are. And so you have to be aware of that, and you have to be willing to take that risk if you want a medication sent overseas.
Gotcha.
One of the things I'd like everyone to know as well is once your initial prescription is sent to us, so the very first time you work with us and your very first prescription, it requires some communication and contact between you and us. But once you've gotten your first prescription, any of your refills can be done through our mobile app or our website, and our website is rxinhealth.com. It's very plainly laid out. You just fill in your information, you plug in your credit card, hit submit, and it comes straight to us, only on refills, though. And then our mobile app, Hopkinton Drug, which would be Hopkinton Drug. You can find it in the on the Apple or Android stores, and just download it to your phone And that's it. It's that simple.
Awesome. Well, Michael, thank you so much for helping us out, understanding just how this process is different. And it helps you guys understand out there what you can expect. Because, as you know, if you expect one thing and get something else, you could get a little upset and confused and wondering what's going on. But now, thanks to Michael, you'll know exactly what to expect and how to go through that process so you can maximize the efficiency for yourself and get the fastest turnaround time for your medication. Well, thanks for coming on the show again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's great to be here.
All right, guys. Well, that is going to do it for our show today. Don't be afraid to subscribe to the show to get them automatically downloaded to your phone. That way, you can get the most up-to-date information from the show to help you in your biotoxin adventure. It's not really an adventure. I know this. I'm trying to be optimistic here, so bear with me. But anyway, don't be afraid also to leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts, including YouTube. When you leave a review, you help other people find the show, and you know how it feels when you help other people. It feels amazing. On that, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks again for watching another episode of the Surviving Mold Podcast.